A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her. All you who love her, exult with her. All you were mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap, as a mother comforts her child. So I will comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink whatever is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to your feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.' The 72 returned rejoicing and said, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name.' Jesus said, 'I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Before a deacon comes to proclaim the gospel, he asks for the blessing of the priest's celebrant. So Deacon Joe, as always, just like any deacon, may have your blessing, Father. And I proceed to say, may the Lord be in your heart and on your lips, that you may confess your sins with true sorrow. And I stop myself. That's what we say exactly in the confessional at the beginning. But we say, may the Lord be in your heart and on your lips, that you may proclaim his holy gospel. Deacon laughed and looked at me and said, "Well, maybe after Mass, Father, we can take care of the other one." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This next weekend, it's on a Friday actually, I'm going to be the celebrant and witness the vows of one of our backup quarterbacks for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they registered here at the parish, which is great. Not because, you know, we can get any type of financial help from them, but from him. But registered at the parish and then did their marriage prep with Deacon Joe and his wife Mindy. And Deacon Joe, I always, I learned this from Monsignor Blassett. I always give a crucifix during the ceremony and have them embrace the crucifix while they say their vows to each other, while they confess those vows and profess those vows to each other. And the crucifix is a double grade. It's to remind them that, yeah, Christ should be in the center of your life. And please remember Christ crucified, that ultimate sacrifice of love. But it's also a great wedding gift, because who's going to give a crucifix as a wedding gift to a couple? It's not on their register or whatever you call it. So it's twofold. So Monsignor Blassett would say, yes, you know, have them use embrace this crucifix. And then you give that crucifix to them as a gift for their house, for their home. And so did that. And I did that with my cousin. Shortly after that, my cousin was getting married. I was going back home to celebrate Holy Mass, witness their vows. And I had this crucifix. And I shared that with them, you know, in the rehearsal. Hey, we're going to, you know, have this crucifix that you guys will hold. Instead of facing each other, holding hands, as the book says, you'll have this crucifix that you'll embrace. And then afterwards, you'll kiss it. And, you know, going on and on. We got to the wedding and the mass started and what have you. And got to the ceremony and did that. It was beautiful. You know, I thought, wow, this is really going to be awesome. So they're embracing the crucifix. And after they get done with their vows, they remembered me saying, then you kiss the crucifix. You kiss our Lord. And so after the vows, they went, boom. And they went to kiss the crucifix. They hit their heads. My cousin's head was must have been a lot harder than her fiancé, because he then kind of, you know, went to, his knees buckled. He thank God there was a kneeler there. He kind of went to one knee. And the only thing I could do was laugh. I mean, I remember laughing, and I remember turning around acting like I was blowing my nose or something. And my cousin looks at me, and she's like, Father, do something. I said, Daniel falls the first time. So, embarrassing moment. So I tell our young priest now, when you use the crucifix in the rehearsal, you say after the vows, wife, bride, you may kiss the crucifix. And then after her, husband. I said, that's important. Or you may have a man down or a woman down. I say that because the second reading today, if you remember that reading to St. Paul, to the Galatians that David just had read for us, our Lord on the cross is the focus. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these words had to be shocking to hear in that first century. But this is what God is calling us to do, to boast only about the cross of Christ. And why? Why do we do that? Because it's on the cross that our Lord Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. He's boasting about grace, not about what he's done. What do we do too often? Instead of maybe boasting about God, being thankful for God's gifts and what he's done for us, most of the time we would boast about us and what we have done for God. And I caught myself doing that all the time. The new ordination, or the recent ordination of our newly ordained priest, and somebody said, Father, do you know, Paul Sappington? And I just smiled and I said, well, I brought him into the seminary. Or I did this, or I did that. And I caught myself going, wait a minute, you know. Of course I do. I know Paul Sappington. Thanks be to God he's being ordained to the holy priesthood. But even catch yourselves, look, examine your conscience, and wow, how often have I said I in the conversation? And even with this. You know, you can come here, and I remember interviewing teachers for St. Michael, and right after, let me know about yourself, the next question that I asked was, tell me about your relationship with our Lord Jesus. And right often, quite often, you get, well, you know, I've been a Catholic all my life. I go to Mass at such and such Catholic church. You know, I do this, I go this, I do that. And then after they get done, I said, okay, that's great. But now tell me about your relationship with Jesus Christ. And it really did kind of dumbfound people. Like, whoa, what are you getting at? You know, talk to me about your prayer life, about your spiritual life, your spiritual journey. And the people that got it, those that interviewed, it was awesome to hear their spiritual journey, their struggles, their coming back to the faith and what have you. But you notice that we get caught up even at that. Like, well, I go to Mass. I go to confession regularly. You know, I come to adoration. I do this. I do that. Instead of boasting about Christ and what he's done for us. You know, I've often encountered someone in a grocery store, the gas station, or what have you. And if they see my collar, I say, hello, how are you doing? And sometimes I get the reply, I'm blessed, Father. Or, better than I deserve, Father. That type of thing. And that's, again, putting everything on our Lord. I'm so blessed, you know, for them to respond. And I just respond, well, thanks be to God. You know, thanks be to God for that, to be blessed in what Christ has done for you. Wonderful opportunity, I think, for us when we talk about boasting in the cross of Christ. How often have we thanked our Lord for not only the gifts, but even for the challenges? You know, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for another door to open in regards to my job or what have you. Thank you, Lord, again, for that opportunity for me to learn about this confrontation that I had, you know, with my sibling or with, you know, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, what have you. We boast about the cross of Christ because of what he's done for us. And again, you go back to, and I've talked about marriage the last couple of weeks even, but you go back to that bride and that groom grasping that crucifix. And again, those words are more powerful now when, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad, until death do us part. Wow. Our Lord died on the cross for us, for the sins that we commit in the present. He died on the cross for us for the sins that we've committed in the past. And he died on the cross for us for the sins that we will commit in the future. Life, yes, should be given for others. And we examine ourselves again and say, you know, in my life, have I been a taker? Have I been a taker? What's in it for me? I need this. Lord, even in my prayer, I'd love to have this and I'd like to have it now. Or have I been a giver? Thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the day. What can I do to help others today? A giver is thinking about others. That's a giver. A giver is thinking, and a former parishioner would say in his morning prayer, please, Lord, put someone in my life today that I can help. And he said, most often, our Lord grants his request. To be a giver is to think about others. To be a taker is all about me. What a great question we ask ourselves, we can ask ourselves today and in our prayer throughout the week. What do I boast about? What is God calling me to boast about? And Lord, I want to boast about you and everything you do for me. Not about me and everything that I may try to do for you. I close on this national holiday weekend, this 4th of July weekend, in letting you know, I have a spiritual father in seminary who's a decorated retired colonel in the Army. He was a chaplain as a priest and during the war. Powerful stories that he had shared with me. But what he shared with me just a few days ago when I visited with him, he's 90 years old. He's been as old as my father. And he's in a retirement home. And he shared with me today about, or a few days ago, about the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, for me as a priest, for me to bring him to you in the Holy Eucharist, and how honored I should be, yet unworthy, but how honored I should be. And then he stopped and said, and remember, son, he said, today, he said, I truly love my country. And I didn't know what to say, didn't know what to respond. And he repeated himself, today I truly love my country. Because today, he goes, and I said that, I've never said that the last 50 years because we were killing babies. He said, but today I can say that I love my country. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead.
The life of the world to come.
Amen. When we see our Master sending out his disciples as apostles of peace, our hearts are moved as he then later suffered and died on the cross for us. What a gift for us and for our nation, true and lasting peace.
That Christ may fill our Holy Father, Pope Francis, with the zeal, courage, and joy of his disciples, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may strengthen our bishop, James, to bring the gospel of mercy, peace, healing, and hope to all the people in our diocese and be a faithful laborer in the Lord's harvest. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may bestow the gift of his peace through the actions of believers in all nations and rulers. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may grant healing to those who share in his cross by their patient suffering. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may enable all of us who form his church to answer his call and live as his new creation, spreading the good news of God's kingdom in our families and communities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving for the overturning of Roe versus Wade and ask that God send his healing mercy to our divided nation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may be the everlasting joy of all the faithful departed whose names are written in heaven, and for the repose of the soul of Chris Hampson, for whom this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son is our peace. As we boast in the cross of Jesus Christ, hear our prayers as we prepare to offer his reconciling sacrifice and the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.